Good morning and welcome to Three Big Things Today for April 1st, 2024. This is Tony Drivis. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. Wheat futures plunged in overnight trading after a report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture said stockpiles at the beginning of March rose to the highest level in 5 years. Inventories of the grain on March 1st were reported at 1.09 billion bushels, a 16% increase year over year, and the highest level since 2019, USDA said in a report on Thursday. Disappearance from December through February totaled 334 million bushels, down 10% from the same time frame a year earlier. Corn inventories also rose, jumping 13% to 8.35 billion bushels, USDA said. Disappearance in 3 months through February came in at 3.82 billion bushels, up from 3.42 billion during the same period last year. Soybean stocks on March 1st came in at 1.85 billion bushels, up 9% from the same point in 2023. Disappearance was reported at 1.16 billion bushels from December through February, down 13% year over year. Trading was closed for Good Friday. Export sales last week were mixed, with wheat and soybean sales both down week over week, while corn improved modestly, USDA said. Wheat sales in the week through March 21st dropped noticeably to 339,600 metric tons, though they were up considerably from the prior four-week average, the agency said. Overseas buyers purchased 263,900 tons of soybeans, down 47% from the week prior and 26% from the average. Corn sales, meanwhile, rose 2% week-to-week to 1.21 million bushels. Wheat futures for May delivery fell 6 cents to 5.54 and a quarter a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, and Kansas City futures plunged 12.5 cents to 5.72 and 3/4 a bushel. Corn futures were down 1.5 cents to 4.40 and a half a bushel. Soybean futures for May delivery rose 7.5 cents to 11.99 a bushel. Soy meal added 30 cents to $338 a short ton, and soy oil gained 0.72 cent to 48.67 cents a pound. Money managers curbed their net short positions, or bets on lower prices, on soybeans in the week that ended on March 26, according to data from the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Investors were short by 123,170 futures contracts in soybeans last week, down from 138,632 a week earlier, CFTC said in its report. That's the smallest bearish position in 7 weeks. Speculators, however, raised their net shorts narrowly to 245,463 contracts in corn from 244,186 a week earlier. In wheat, hedge funds and other large investment houses increased their net shorts in hardwood winter futures to 41,935 contracts from 37,312 contracts 7 days earlier. Investors also raised their bearish bets in soft red winter wheat to 91,563 contracts from 81,202 contracts 7 days earlier, CFTC said in its report. Winter weather advisories are in effect in southern South Dakota and northern Nebraska this morning, according to the National Weather Service. Another 2 inches of snow on top of what's already fallen was expected in the region overnight. The advisory for the Black Hills region will expire at 9 a.m. local time. In northern Illinois, rainfall is expected with some storms turning severe, the agency said. Hail up to an inch in diameter, wind gusts as high as 60 miles per hour, and some flooding is forecast for the area today. After a break from the rain Monday morning, chances for showers and scattered thunderstorms increase this afternoon and will last through Tuesday morning, the agency said. Heavy rain could result in localized flooding in low-lying fields and ditches.